Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With us now is Ryan Whalen. He's the, I don't know the title, but president, the chairman, the grand poobah at the Wichita State University chapter of Turning Points USA. Ryan, thank you for joining us. I know I've had you on before to talk about Turning Points. I wish this was a better occasion, yeah. But thank you for joining us, brother.
You know, it's been a difficult week.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah, it's been a difficult week for the country, but even more so at Turning Point. It's been hard for everyone, but definitely, you know, seeing a lot of the support of, you know, definitely, you know, you're talking about some of the bad actors that have been out there, but the overwhelmingly, I mean, I've received thousands of text messages, calls from all sorts of people that I know, people reaching out to us on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, countless emails. You know, I wish it didn't have to come to this.
Yeah.
Charlie to, you know, die. Like, I mean, I know people who were at the event on Wednesday. I know people that were probably within an arm's reach.
Oh, in Utah.
In Utah. And my heart goes out to them. Everyone that was there, especially, you know, everyone in the chapter out there at Utah Valley, because I know that this is taking quite a toll on them. But I'm grateful, you know, that the community's really come together. And, you know, at Wichita State, we're putting on a prayer vigil this upcoming Tuesday, the 16th, which is in 2 days, at 7:30 PM on the East lawn of the Rattigan Student Center, which is, originally we were scheduled in the Grace Memorial Chapel. But it became very clear, very quick within the first few hours that would not nearly be big enough. So we decided to move it outside. And we're expecting a pretty large crowd. So,
yep, I will be there. I know we are going to send that out through the Sedgwick County Republican Party. We've posted. I've seen hundreds of people who've indicated that they plan to attend. And you know, it's interesting. The liner intro there was from Riley Gaines kick off this segment. I texted her, and because I've gotten to know her over the years, and you know, I worry about her. When she came here to KU, I texted her, told her, hey, I know you're coming. I want to come up. And we talked a little bit before. And but I worry about her. I worry about because the way that the rhetoric has ratcheted up, it's just not it's gone from because I've gotten death threats. And that's got to pale by what she and Charlie, obviously what Charlie had to go through. But even what, you know, I remember when she first came on my show, I actually did the first interview she ever did, which is, I think, how we got to know each other.
Yeah.
And you know, we talked, and then as she's come on the show subsequently, the amount of security that she has to have, the amount of things that she has to put up with, it pales from what originally she had to deal with.
Well, and I think it was last November I was able to go down, and I saw her at an event at Oklahoma State that our Turning Point chapter put on there. And even just, I think they had four or five officers alone, and even like, you know, afterwards, you know, when we were, you know, meeting her, all the Turning Point officers from around our region that helped with the event, just the fact that how strict the security was then.
Right.
And for someone like Charlie, I mean, I know he has his own, people are saying they didn't protect him enough. I mean, we treated Charlie like, I mean, like he had his own secret service. He had his own security detail that traveled across the country with him. I mean, I think it was always in the back of our mind that it could have happened, but I don't think that we ever could have imagined like it actually happening.
No,
and I mean, we're all still numb.
Yeah, I know. First off, I wish I hadn't watched it.
Unfortunately, I'm in the same boat as
you. Yeah, I wish I had not seen it because it's a disturbing video. And if you have not seen it, don't go look. I Dr. Collier and I were texting when the video came in, and he advised me, don't go look. And of course I did.
I saw it when I was driving on Kellogg.
Oh, so yeah, so I'm telling the audience right now, if you have not seen the video, don't go look. Because you don't want to see it. And it's because I don't want to remember him that way. And because I used to watch, my wife would harass me because I would sit and I would watch so many of his debates because they were so great and it was so fun.
Yeah.
And he had such joy, and the whole point of his, you know, prove me wrong. And he did.
Yeah.
And those conversations were so inspiring. And the beauty of those conversations were so many of them were faith-based.
And I was so fortunate, you know, in his short, I've been Returning Point since I was 16. So, I mean,
how old are you now?
I'm turning 20.
Okay. So, you're a kid. You're just a kid. I feel ancient.
So, I mean, I was so fortunate to be around him the amount that I was in his very short time on this earth. I mean, he's, like you said, he started Turning Point when he was 18 years old, and he built it into a household. And I got to see the transformation, especially, you know, I joined in 2022, and I've been a president with them going into my fourth year now, and just seeing it grow into this household name, like, you know, the impact that we've had on this country, and that, I mean, it's all due to Charlie. And I mean, he was our rock. And, you know, I've been able to, you know, meet him several times. I was on a Zoom call with him, you know, just a few months ago. And I mean, the last time I saw him was in July. And just the presence he has in a room, like, I mean, he's the hardest working man I've probably ever met. I mean, just the passion that he not only had for Turning Point, but for the Lord, for his country, for his family. I mean, he was an amazing man.
Yeah. Well, brother, I will be there Tuesday. Again, if folks are interested, they can find, there's a link to the event on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So they can go there. They can find out more information. But it's Tuesday the 16th, just coming up here in 2 days at 7:30. It's at WSU. There's more information there. I would recommend they get there early. It's going to be packed.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun. It'll be inspirational. And, you know, the other thing I would tell folks is it's Turning Points USA WSU on Facebook, correct? Because you guys are growing, the chapter's growing, and you need support. If they want to make a donation, if they want to help, if they've got kids, if the listeners have kids who are, you know, wanting to get inspired and finding a way to get involved, yours is a great chapter, a great way for them to do that.
And anyone else, I mean, last official update I heard is that we had 34,000 fill out our How to Get Involved form. And
wow, that's amazing.
Headquarters is still shut down as far as I know, and I don't know if we have a reopening day. I'm fortunate enough to be traveling down to the funeral next weekend. So but we're ready to hit the ground running.
Yeah, I think, you know, I saw Erica Kirk's video, and she nailed it when she said, you know, this is not they didn't slow anything down. If anything, they've awakened the beast. And I just think great things are to come, and I know the great things are going to come at the WSU chapter as well. And we will see you Tuesday, my friend.
I've always appreciated your support.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.